at 92.9 FM. This is KCUF Boulder Creek.
That it is, and happy to have you along. I'm Vince Vinyl, and this is the Fighting Forces Friday show for May 30th, 2013. And since yesterday was Memorial Day, we're rolling that into the deal, too. We play music for our uniformed men and women in Afghanistan every Friday night and send copies of the show over there to show our support and appreciation. And tonight is no different, but we're especially thinking of GIs past and present who made the ultimate sacrifice. Soldiers, sailors, Air Force, Marines, and merchant mariners, all who answer the country's call to arms give some, but some have given all. We honor those folks every day and every night. Memorial Day merely formalizes and focuses the tribute in the form of a concerted national recognition and display day. Freedom is attained and maintained at a dear price, and those who don't contribute towards payment of that price have an obligation to acknowledge and thank those who did, and that's what we do here. No service member has ever died for a profit or for oil or principle. Every single one of them has died in defense of freedom for their country, their family, and their fellow GIs.
C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't want to come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone on the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the Angel Flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone on the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Power Center, good afternoon. Angel Flight Bravo 02 checking in level 290. We got a hero on board tonight.
Roger, radar contact. Godspeed.
Well, the cockpit's quiet and the stars are bright.
Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never
Bravo 02, you're number one for landing. Welcome home.
Angel Flight Bravo 02 is clear to land.
From afar, drawing near, falls the night. Good Friday evening to you, one and all. Congrats on making it through another work week. And thanks for your presence here on the Boulder Creek Pirate Radio Fighting Forces Friday Show. The real Memorial Day was yesterday, May 30th. But that's close enough for me to link it into this program. I know that government workers and others with paid holidays had last Monday off in observance of Memorial Day, but it was May 30th for 100 years before corporate interests got it included with those other days, so special in our history that they've been made national holidays, but not special enough to interrupt the important work of pursuing profit. So we move them around to make sure that they're at a convenient time for business.
On this Memorial Day, we sit out on our decks and party. 3 days we've got off from work with burgers on the barbie. But if you take a moment to reflect away from your party scene, the radio will remind you what this day truly means. It's time to save, I said save, on a waterbed. It's time to choose a great mattress at an even greater price. I got two words for you, that's tire sale. We got rock bottom prices and the time is running out. You get one full year, that's right, one full year. No interest, no payments, there's no way you should miss this sale. This could be the Memorial Day weekend you enjoy for years. And oh yeah, something about guys who died for our country.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
This Memorial Day, we salute you, Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Never mind charcoal chimneys and easy lighting briquettes. The only way to start a real barbecue is with a gallon of 93 octane and a big book of matches.
Light up the sky.
Who needs eyebrows? You're hungry, and you've got 7 pounds of lamb shanks ready to go.
That's a lot of kebabs.
You don't just defy convention. You defy warning labels and common sense.
Very low IQ.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pyrotechnics, because no one makes a backyard mushroom cloud like you.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Cartersville, Georgia.
It's here. Yeah. don't think I can wait that long. Oh, you see that I'm not that strong. The scream of the ambulance is sounding in my ears. Tell me, Sister Bolin, how long have I been lying here? What am I doing in this place? We'll be right back.
mama, impossible to please. She wore out her daddy, got the best of me. And there's something about her that only I can see, and that's good enough. Barefoot in the grass, and you're chewing sugar cane. You got a little buzz on, you're kissing in the rain. And if a day like this don't ever come again, well, that's good enough. We'll be right back.
enough for Tom Petty, it's good enough for me. That is a smoking tune from Mojo, the late 2010 album from Tom Petty. The Rolling Stones did Sister Morphine, a Stones track you don't hear every day. Ry Cooder doing the slide work on that one. And Rick Derringer was at the front end there, Sweet Evil. That sweet, sweet evil prowls the night and sneaks right up on you. Take me to the bottom and show me where to sell my soul. You betcha, a lot of souls being sold tonight. Friday nights have a way of making us more inclined toward the perils of sin, don't they now?
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer. Every night is bike night. We're talking tasteless adult entertainment.
Featuring the nastiest hoes.
We're talking nasty.
Skanky.
Freaky. Stinky hoes. Who wants a classic bitch when you could have two nasty hoes? We're talking two nasty hoes for the price of one.
Bob Darley's House of Booze
and Beer. Table dance was two for $10. Baker doing nude on the mechanical bowl for $2.50 a ride.
Nude on the bowl.
Ice cold pitchers of beer holding 75 cents.
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer.
Over 250 of the nastiest pitches on 8 stages of 5 hanging cages. Good VIP in the rodeo room.
Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tasteless adult entertainment.
Yeah, tasteless.
Bring your old lady in for amateur nude bull riding.
With over $53 in cash and prizes.
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer. Nasty bitches, skanky hoes. Cold beer. We're partying. What are you doing?
Case to the world. I saw
dig deep inside my soul, back to the heart of the matter, where the wild river runs, where freedom lives in the rising sun. I'm going back, I'm going back to the well. Been standing at a crossroads, looking to make a change. I'm going back up in the backwoods, where I can't be washed clean. Let the healing waters rush over me again. Oh, I'm going back to the well, dig deep inside my soul, back to the heart of the matter, where the wild river runs, where freedom lives in the rising sun. I'm going back.
Back to the well.
Yeah, that was a vinyl track. Little surface noise on that one. We don't have it on CD in the KCUF library. One of rock's most versatile and distinctive and talented pickers right there. And another tragic rock and roll suicide. That was Roy Buchanan teaming up with Delbert McClinton on Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. That's a lesson best learned early, ain't it? This Train Won't Stop was before that one from Steve Winwood and Traffic, a tune from late in that band's long but spotty existence, and from an album that's not widely available. Back to the Well was Carol Chase and I Saw the Light. The first song there was from Spoon. Yet another interesting outfit from Austin, Texas. There must be something in the water down there right now.
At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF Boulder Creek, your clown power station for California's Central Coast.
Clown power!
Why, you poor man! Why don't you take my dollar and get yourself something to eat?
Hey, you just got a buck. What are you going to do with it? You could get some food. You could take a bath. You could go to the clinic and get that boil taken care of. Or you could get liquored up at the Sign of the Clown. Yes, Evil Clown Liquors, offering the widest assortment of wines, spirits, beers, and liqueurs under 99 cents. Evil Clown Liquors, to serve all your inebriation needs. All the world loves a clown.
I just love a man who's all
Remember, Tuesday is Alcoholic Discount Day.
This is the Fighting Forces Friday show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. I'm Vince Vinyl, and here's a KCUF factoid for you. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. It started in the South, where the Civil War touched virtually every single family in every single community. And on May 30th, entire towns would attend and decorate the graves of Civil War soldiers killed in action. That tradition quickly spread and grew to include the memorialization of all military members lost in all military actions from the War of Independence forward.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's Doyle Redlands with this week's top stories.
Big news from China this week after 24 million potential brides were discovered in a remote province, ending a long and severe wife drought. The revelation was met with great joy by 24 million Chinese bachelors who had grown impatient after years of unhappily courting movie posters. Plastic infusion specialist Zhang Ximing.
Now I can wear my wife hunting hat without shame. It is a good day.
In Boston, researchers have released a 5-year study proving that the long-assumed wisdom of the elderly has been seriously overestimated. According to lead gerontologist Dr. Robert Mallow, shockingly few older Americans have sufficient wisdom to, quote, live without fear of everything new. The study concluded with a strong suggestion that in the future, all elderly people should be ignored. In Hollywood this week, a stunt double working on the set of the upcoming feature film untitled Dennis Quaid vampire movie was unintentionally motion captured while suffering a massive heart attack. Director Alan Smithy believes the footage can be saved.
The shots we got were so real, so in the moment, that we could just have the demon character die of a heart attack instead of getting hit by an airplane.
And finally this week, a hero cat saved himself from a raging fire that broke out in his home early Thursday morning. The 5-year-old tabby, Mr. Bongo, was awakened by smoke and escaped by leaping from an upstairs window to the safety of a nearby tree, where he waited calmly while the family inside burned alive.
Say, in recognition of the Memorial Day weekend, we'll be doubling up on the number of copies we send of the FFF show to Afghanistan this week. And I want to thank Harpo out in Dayton and all of the Vietnam Vets MC guys in Ohio for their assistance with that. We're proud and grateful for the help they lend to KCUF's FFF efforts. And we definitely wish those folks well, they and their families. That swath from the Gulf up to the Great Lakes has been slapped by some serious storms here lately.
They forgot they told us what this old land was for. Row two turns the eager boy between the stones. This was no South Fork, it was no Ponderosa, but it was the place that I called home. They say they gave me compensation. Well, that's not what I'm chasing. I was a rich man before yesterday. And what I want with $1 million and a pickup truck when I left my farm under the freeway.
Be damned, smoke Jimmy the Harp with a horrid little pistol and a lariat. She's gone to the bottom and she's going down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. She said, get behind the mule in the morning and plow. She gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. She gotta get behind the mule morning and plow. She gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Choppity chop goes the axe in the woods. You gotta meet me by the fall down tree. Shovel of dirt upon a carbon lid, and you know they'll come looking for me, boys. I know they'll come looking for me. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Big Jack girl was 8'1". He stood in the road and he cried. He couldn't make her love, couldn't make her stay, but tell the good Lord he tried. Tell the good Lord he tried. Gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule morning and plow. Dusty trail from Atchison to Placerville on the wreck of the Weaverville stage. Beautified and beaded for a lemonade. I was stirring my brandy with a nail, boys. I was stirring my brandy with a nail. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. We're the rampaging sons of the widow James. Jack the cutter, the pop mop bit, had to stand naked at the bottom of the cross and tell the good Lord what they did. Tell the good Lord what they did. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning and plow. behind a mule in the morning plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Punctuated words on the power line in the Studebaker Buddy Joe hoax. I'm digging all the way to China with a silver spoon while the hangman fumbles with a noose ball. With a hangman fumbles with a noose. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Pin your ear to the wisdom post. Pin your eye to the line. Never let the weed get higher than the garden. Always keep a sapphire in your mind. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow.
they're gonna meet some resistance. Ain't no price too big to pay. There won't be any difference when they take it all away. Between a cop in the jailhouse and a bed beneath the clay, guess there's nothing to do now but pray. Won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing trade. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing trade.
Post by the general store, they put up a list.
auction, there was nothing left to say.
Oh, my daddy stopped talking.
The day the farm was auctioned, there was nothing left to say.
The mortgage worked the hardest and the steadiest of us all. It worked on nights and Sunday, it worked each holiday. Settled down among us and it never went away. The farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down. The farmer is the man who feeds us all.
Cooter from the Into the Purple Valley LP. Taxes on the farmer feed us all. Not so sure that farmers are taxed at a rate any higher than the rest of us, but they damn sure do feed us all, and they work damn hard to do it. 30 years of farming was Fred Eaglesmith. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache. The growing trade was Levon Helm, the late Levon Helm, vocalist and drummer for the band. He had a fairly successful solo career after the band split up and got back together to do their farewell show at the Winterland Auditorium in San Francisco, The Last Waltz. Levon died some months back of throat cancer, and we wish him R.I.P. John Hammond Jr. also in that set. Get Behind the Mule is what we heard from him. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull did that first song, Farm on the Freeway. Jethro Tull was a Brit band, not sure what it's called over there, but it's called Eminent Domain here. When the government takes your land or home or business to build a freeway or a shopping mall.
Remember what summer used to be like when you were a kid? How Grandpa would pull out the old mini bike and take all the kids for a joyride around the lawn? He forgot how the throttle used to stick on hot days. For just as Grandpa was about to pick up his second rider, the bike lurched forward, dodging chickens and preschoolers as it wheelied uncontrollably down a logging road and onto the interstate, eventually crashing through the fence of a neighboring farm and interrupting the grazing of a bull named Thunder.
Good boy!
Pepperhead Farms remembers. Our perforated wedgie buns look just like Grandpa did the day they pried his curled-up, manure-covered carcass off the horn of the angry beast. Moist and chewy, ridged and crispy, and oozing with a layer of raspberry goodness. So the next time you think about summer and 2 tons of raw beef, think about Pepperhead Farms, because Pepperhead Farms dismembers.